Hello and welcome to the 357. My name is William Spear and this is our series titled 17. The story is about Severin Vincent Tennyson. Nicknamed Tenny, he is a 64-year-old nonverbal cane-using janitor at Gunderson High School in central New Jersey. Upon seeing Superintendent Millicent DeStefano for the first time in over 40 years, he ran from the auditorium yelling, 17! In the previous episode, the super, Principal Baker, and history teacher Clark Evans went into the Gunderson basement looking for Tenny. They found him, covered in blood, with his job coach, Jennifer Hargrove. DeStefano tried sending Hargrove away, but Tenny roared, "She stays!" The super confronted him, asking, "Or what?" He reached into his locker and slammed a large wooden box onto a table. And now, Episode 7, Auguring In. The box was sized and shaped to hold a large handgun. Tenny stepped back from it, and across the top was labeled Patterson Firearms Company. Clark stepped in and spoke. "There's no need for that." Tenny stood firm, tapped the table, and said, "Need now." He turned to Millicent. "For? You?" He winced at the lights stabbing his brain. "For me?" she asked, looking at the others. "Not for you. For you?" He rubbed his temples. "I understand. For me," she said. Tenny looked at Jennifer as if to ask, "Does she have a brain?" And Jennifer shrugged back, "It doesn't look like it." Clark explained, "He's asking for, as in the number four." "For you?" Millicent was more confused. "Why would he ask if I'm a four?" Clark continued, "He wants to know." Millicent stared at Clark. "Maybe I'm a 9. Or an 82, Clark went on. "Are you the sister of the quarterback?" Millicent's eyes lit up with recognition. "Tony, my brother, wore number 4, said Millicent. "4, smiled Tenny. Then he tapped his chest and pushed his words through gritted teeth. 17, Clark spoke. "Tenny caught the championship game-winning touchdown pass thrown by your brother 40 years ago. He handed the photograph from the trophy case to DeStefano. Tenny grimaced. "Four through. I caught. Blood started flowing from his nose, and he wiped it on his shirt sleeve. Clark continued. "After he made the catch, he got brutally hit, a severe concussion, and was hospitalized, but held on to the ball." Tenny rubbed his temple and slid the box across the desk. She looked around before opening it. Inside was the game football and an inscription. "To Severin Vincent Tennyson, number 17. You are a great champion and an even better person. Your friend." Millicent choked on the words. "Tony DeStefano, number 4. Tenny spoke. "For you." She looked up and said, "But he meant that for you." Tenny began stretching and twisting his neck as if something was preparing to burst from it. He continued, "Tony wanted give you more." Millicent asked, "What more?" Tenny was distracted by whirring and slicing sounds in the distance, but recognizable. Millicent was frantic. "What else did Tony want me to have?" The noises were coming closer. An explosion shook Tenny's basement and toppled his locker. He shook Millicent's shoulders and shouted, "Get out!" Metal beams twisted, screeched, and dropped in front of him. It was a singular chaos. He backed away from her, grabbed his head, and screamed, and collapsed. You've listened to Episode 7, titled Auguring In. Theme music is through the courtesy of Lemon Music Studio. William Spear wrote and narrated the series, and it was produced by the 357. Thank you for your attention.